I'm so glad you guys are all here. My name's Freya. I am a gratefully recovering compulsive eater and bulimic. And let's start with the Serenity Prayer one more time. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. All right. Well, there are a lot of us, but one way I'd love to start is just by going around and having everyone introduce themselves, if you guys are willing to accommodate me. And you can also tell us where you're from. And I wanted to include one-liners about, you know, why you're here or what brought you here. So if you have a real quick one, or, you know, some one other thing that you want to say about what you're excited about, or, you know, something else that... you are welcome to do that. So let's go ahead and start right over here, and we'll just go around. Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you for humoring me. After hearing that, I just want to sit here and, like, hear everybody's story. So time is our greatest enemy, so let's just enjoy it and savor it. And I will just add that I am from Louisville, and I go to meetings in Boulder, and just so grateful. And what brought me here is a willingness. Like, I want to be here. I want to be with you guys. And that is new for me in the last few years. I've been in program since 2002 was my first meeting. I was 19 years old. I was in college. And I was kind of like, I'll go to a meeting, but a whole weekend with you people? You know, like, what? Shouldn't I have better things to do? So I'm grateful that I kept coming back, and that, you know, now I see the value and just the real connections. And I am also this is a retreat for me from my family. Since my son was born, he's now 21 months. I've never been away from him overnight until last night. So, woohoo! So thank you for giving me somewhere to go. Because it's time. So, today our topic is, or for this session, the topic is coming closer to higher power through the steps, which I'm just so honored because, as we heard last night, the steps are the program. The steps are where recovery happens. The tools are wonderful for assisting in, you know, giving us the clarity so that we can work the steps. And so we are, like I said, we're short on time. So my plan today is to go through the steps, kind of give an overview of my experience with the steps and what, you know, and how they relate to higher power, or, you know, how they have drawn me closer to higher power. Then I would love to split into smaller groups and give you guys an opportunity to share, and then we can come back to a larger group and, you know, do some more large group sharing. So I kind of want to keep it flexible, and it's about 11 o'clock, so we've only got about half an hour, so I am going to ask Bessie to just give me a heads up at 5 minutes, and then I will talk for no more than 10 minutes. That's my goal, and I have a couple of readings. So just starting going through the steps. For me, in general, I started working the steps. I came into programming when I was in college. I kind of always knew that I needed this program. Thankfully, I pretty much always knew this program existed. I'm so fortunate for that. And I came into program and I just wanted to be a good girl, and I just wanted to, you know, I did what my sponsor said because I wanted her to like me, and I just wanted you guys to, you know, pat me on the head and tell me that I was, you know, a good little OAer, and I could be Miss OA, and, you know, all that stuff, which was totally, I say it tongue in cheek, and it's like, it was totally appropriate for that time, and that's fine. You know, I have no judgment, just like my abstinence has changed and evolved through the years, and I don't judge what my abstinence used to be. It's, in my experience, that's okay. Anyway, hopefully you guys get that and understand that. And thankfully my first sponsor was just very loving and helped me work the steps, even if I didn't really understand what the heck they were going to do. You know, like, I really don't, if I had a hard time, you know, I had a hard time connecting with the language. It took me years to really embrace the big book because I just didn't connect with it. Thankfully, when I came into program, the OA 12 and 12 and lots of OA literature, which I connected, you know, it was speaking my language that was written about me. So I'm just so grateful. I love it that I am now starting to really get in touch with the big book and see the value there. So, and I think they just work so, so well together. I have, I'm going to read something from the big book and read something from the OA 12 and 12. And I think these ones are just for me, so, so helpful. So, in general, the more that I work the steps, if I were to try to explain what the steps are in general, for me, it is letting go of my old ideas and letting my higher power replace them with something that works. And when I could go into lots of detail about what my old ideas specifically are, but one of the main ones is self-reliance, this idea that I need to do it all myself, that I better have it figured out, I better have the answers, I need to have the master plan, I need to be in charge, I'm running the show. And man, that one is exhausting. That one drives, you know, I drive myself into the ground trying to do everything perfectly and trying to be self-reliant and never have to ask for help and know the answer before you even ask the question. And if I'm living like that, man, I need something to take the edge off. And food is a great tool. So for me, it's never been about, well, I shouldn't say that. I've never had a lot of weight to lose or gain, but I've had just crazy, crazy, craziness. And I was sharing with somebody that that the times I know when I need program most are when everything on the outside is fine and I'm still crazy inside. And it is not. And I remember really getting early on like, I really thought that if I just was at a certain body size or my life looked a certain way, everything would be great. And I really got like, oh, it's an inside job. Like I am, not that I'm the problem, but like this is where the healing and the solution happens. It doesn't happen by trying to manage and manipulate. And anyway, we're getting into a different program here. So I want to give an overview of the steps, and I apologize, it's just going to be brief, because steps 1, 2, and 3, that there's, it says in the literature, step 1 is I can't, step 2 is God can, step 3 is I think I'll let God. And so that is, you know, in a nutshell, that's how I would describe what those steps are in terms of where is a higher power in those steps. And my first real step 3 experience was when I was in college. I was pretty like probably a year into program, like somewhere in my first year, and I was really practicing like turning my will and my life over to God, which meant I could let go of my fear about who I was. And it really transformed my relationships with people and my social interactions. Instead of being so consumed with fear and consumed with feeling like I needed to, like I need to manage my image, it was like, oh, I can just be who I am. Like that was revolutionary for me. So that one really sticks in my head. And I, you know, even this weekend was just praying to remember that, like, oh, it's okay to be who I am because I have a higher power who's got my back and I've turned my will and my life over to that higher power. What a relief. I can be awkward. I can be, you know, not, I don't know, you know, fill in the blank, all those things I'm worried about. So going, once I have that relationship with a higher power and I'm learning to trust higher power, then step 4 is really trusting God to be with me as I go to those really vulnerable places. Thank you so much. That's 5 minutes. So I'm going to try to fit the rest into 5 more minutes. Steps 4 and 5 is, you know, is being willing to take inventory, which I thought, you know, if I had to be perfect, if I ever looked at something that was less than ideal, it was a sign that I was not worthy. It was a sign that I was somehow wrong and that if I took inventory, I'm going to find out all this terrible stuff and it's going to be proof that I'm terrible rather than here's what's there. Oh, there's some not so choice stuff and there's some okay stuff and there's some great stuff. And so I need a higher power to lead me through that process because I can't do it alone. It's terrifying. I am, you know, I can't go to that scary, dark place. So that's step 4 and 5 is like really just having my higher power hold my hand as I really look at what's there and then share it with somebody else. That's higher power with skin on, you know, trusting that there is going to be a higher power connection with somebody else and that I'm going to be okay through that process, rather than having them say, well, you know, like, you did that? Oh my, you know, just. So step 6 and 7, these ones are arguably my favorites. That step 6, where I get to envision what is God's will for me, you know, as I become entirely ready to have God change me, to have God remove those old ideas and help me practice these really uncomfortable new behaviors that rail against all of, you know, they bring up all my fears. I'm like, oh my God, I really have to, you know, try to do something differently and risk being vulnerable and try asking for help. I don't know. You know, just in step 6, I get to envision and practice how can I be the person that my higher power wants me to be? And when I view it in those terms, it takes the ego out of it. It's not about how can I be the best person ever and be of service and be so useful. It's like, oh, how can I be who my higher power wants me to be? It's like, it's not about me anymore so much. And step 7 is then asking my higher power. That part, I think that's so crucial, is, oh yeah, I have to ask for it. And it is amazing how when I ask for it, you know, when I just take that action, even if it doesn't feel like it's going to work, if I'm just willing to do it and then trust, often things, they might shift a little, or they might shift a lot. And if I keep on doing the process, I am, like it says in literature, I'm guaranteed to, you know, like, I'm not going to fail. That is an amazing promise. So steps 8 and 9, more of willingness to be the person God wants me to be by actually taking the action. You know, I've envisioned it. I've asked God for help. And now I'm going to actually, like, put paper to pencil, find out what needs to change. And step 9, I'm going to do my best to do what I can, you know, one thing at a time. I mentioned, you know, that master plan idea. I feel like I have to have a master plan. And if I just keep the steps really simple and just do one at a time, like, okay, let's take one person on my amends list. Let's just take one little action. That's what works for me, rather than getting overwhelmed by the whole, you know, the whole process at once. Step 10 is, for my understanding, is that it's taking steps 4 through 9 and just learning to do them every day, you know, or whenever needed. And it's really putting them into action in my daily life, which, you know, what I have my notes say, practicing 4 through 9 until they become second nature, that I don't have to think about them anymore, that it becomes my practice. That's how I respond. You know, when things come up, I respond with taking inventory, asking God for help. And it might, you know, it might happen quickly. It might be something I explore over days or weeks or months or years, but just having that practice and making it a habit. It's like exercising those muscles until they're strong, and that's, you know, and that's what I use to, that's how I do life. Step 11, people would often refer to 3 and 11 as like the real higher power connection steps. And step 11 is, you know, putting aside time. That's the big one for me, is putting aside time to nurture my relationship with a higher power. And, you know, we've heard a lot of different examples of how that can look. And it also includes pausing and listening for guidance. And this is where I wanted to read from the big book, 86 through 88. Might not read the whole thing, but this is in the chapter Into Action, where it's talking about step 11. Let's see. "On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance, for after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives." And I'll just read one more paragraph in the interest of time. "In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here, we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we've tried this for a while. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. And that paragraph, it doesn't say, we do this once and we will have immediate connection to God. It says we practice. We do it again and again. We cannot assume that every thought is going to be inspired, but we have to keep on doing it so that we can establish that intuitive connection. And we have to be willing to make mistakes too. We might, you know, absurd actions and ideas. And that's part of the process. Step 12 talks about having a spiritual awakening. Thank you. Perfect. Which a spiritual awakening, I mean, what is spirit? What is it to be spiritual? For me, it's awareness of my spirit, which is God-given, awareness of the spirit in those around me, which is God-given, recognizing that we are all connected and that God is part of that, you know, whatever God is. And practicing the principles in all my affairs goes back to that being more the person that God wants me to be, that God envisions for me, that God has planned for me, that and I'm just baby stepping my way there. So anyway, thank you for letting me share that. We have about 15 minutes left, so I would like to reserve the last 5 minutes. Well, actually, I would like to give you a choice. I was hoping to give you a little chance for journaling and then to have some sharing time. So, what do you guys think? Do you prefer to take a little journaling time just share? I'm seeing just share. Okay, just share. So what we're going to do is we are going to split into groups, and we're just going to quickly subdivide, drag your chairs over one circle. So here is the topic, and you are welcome to share on anything else that's on your heart. But the topic: how has your step work contributed to your relationship with a power greater than yourself? I'll say it one more time. How has your step work contributed to your relationship with a power greater than yourself?
Do you want to put the room back to orange?
Yeah, I probably should.
All right, please work on putting your things in order. We're going to do a quick group closing, so don't leave yet unless you absolutely have to.
Do you want us to put the chairs back the way they were?
I think so. All right, it's time to put chairs back in line. But don't leave. Mm-mm. Don't leave unless you really want to. I just want to do a quick group closing. I know we're over. We should have. There's going to be a big chunk of dead space. I didn't realize.
I need that stuff.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
If you can hear my voice, touch your nose. If you can hear my voice, touch your toes. Well, not very many people can hear my voice.
I don't think that's a microphone. That is, I believe
it's not on. Is this not a microphone? It's just a prop? Now it's a microphone. Okay. Thank you for your patience, everybody.
Good.
Thank you all for your patience and for your participation. I want to close by reading from the very end of step 12 in the OA 12 and 12. I just love this passage on page 106. And then we can do a large group circle prayer. It says, "We who began working the steps in order to recover from compulsive eating now find that through them we have embarked on a lifelong journey of spiritual growth. From the isolation of food obsession, we have emerged into a new world. Walking hand in hand with our friends and our higher power, we are now exploring this world using the great spiritual principles embodied in the 12 steps as the map to guide our way. We gratefully follow in the footsteps of many others who have walked this way before us, and we are gratified to be making footprints of our own for others to follow. Those of us who live this program don't simply carry the message. We are the message. Each day that we live well, we are well, and we embody the joy of recovery, which attracts others who want what we found in OA. We're always happy to share our secret, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous, which empower each of us to live well and be well one day at a time." And if you will join me in a closing prayer. I heard people doing Roseanne's prayer, so let's try that. We could circle up.
"I put my hand in yours, and together we can do what we could never do alone. No longer is there a sense of hopelessness. No longer must we each depend upon our own unsteady willpower. We are all together now, reaching out our hands for power and strength greater than ours. And as we join hands, we find love and understanding beyond our wildest dreams. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, and you're worth it."
Yay. Thanks, Freya.